going to pull away.
So, Ken Livingston, you've brought your campaign bus to Southwark, to Bermondsey today. You're protesting against government and City Hall cuts, but surely if you were in City Hall, you'd be faced with the same kinds of tough choices. What would be different?
Well, it's exactly what I faced in 1981 when I was leader of the GLC and Thatcher's government was making cuts. And I managed to get through those 5 years without cutting any of our services. Now, this is a tougher and much bigger package of cuts, but my view is the job of the mayor is to defend Londoners from what this government's doing, that whether it's increasing fares or cutting back on funding for projects like this, you've got to fight it. You'll be defeated on some issues, but what you don't want is a mayor saying, well, I'll cooperate or collaborate with this, because some people's lives are never going to be put back together after they've been destroyed by these cuts.
And yesterday you were down in Croydon launching your transport manifesto, and I noticed there was a long list of things that Boris has done or not done on transport. For example, the Cross River Tram was something that had a lot of cross-party support in this part of London, but I noticed that perhaps it was a bit light on plans for either bringing that project back or similar things that would improve links from this part of town.
Oh no, I mean, quite the rest. I mean, the moment I'm elected mayor, we will set in train the planning for the Croydon Tram Link extension, Cross River Tram, building the bridge in the Thames Gateway, all those projects that Boris scrapped. And they should be ready to go when a Labour government comes in that's prepared to allow the mayor to go ahead and do those. Now, I mean, the example is the East London Line. The Labour government gave me the freedom to borrow money to build that. And when we asked the bond markets, you know, for money, we were offered four times what we needed. I mean, those bond markets are looking for good investment projects, so there's no shortage of money out there. I mean, the thing is to get the schemes ready to go as soon as the Labour government's recognising you've got to invest to get out of this recession.
And finally, in 2008, you had no problem winning the contest in places like here in Southwark and Lambeth. What would you do differently in 2012 to ensure that you have a more cross-London appeal that will return you to City Hall?
I think this is going to be a very different election. In 2008, what really killed me was that the Labour government abolished the 10p tax ban. So mainly working class people in low-paid jobs, in that 5 weeks before the election, saw their tax bill go up. And I think it brought home to people all their doubts about the new Labour government that, I mean, it took working class people for granted. Now, the campaign I'm building is one about, we've got to demand the next Labour government builds council housing, has a fairer tax system, and doesn't take working class people for granted. Middle class people were very well looked after in the Blair years. He forgot our core support. I've never done that.